Up next here on Downtown, it's an opportunity to talk with the founder and creator of the famed Stratomatic board game from Glenhead, New York, Hal Richman. Welcome into Downtown.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Hal, could you tell the story for probably the 5,000th time of how Stratomatic came to be?
Okay. Well, it started as an 11-year-old boy, myself, playing a game called All-Star Baseball and being dissatisfied with it. And because it only basically measured one thing, hitting. And at 11, deciding to go on his own to create a better product with pitching and fielding and hitting. And but having and figuring the dice would be a very good activator. It's the best activator, I believe, among all board games. And but having no knowledge whatsoever of dice probabilities at 11. So what I did was I rolled the dice 5,000 times and came up with a probability table. And from there, I was going away to camp that summer, and I brought the game with me, made up cards, and we played. Four people played, and we at rest hour. And I got very good results, and I kept on creating products through all my teenage years. Baseball was the first one. I created a football game and a basketball game and some other games that weren't sports. By the time I was 22, graduating college, I had to make a decision what to do in life. And my father did have a business, an insurance business, and but it was not for me. And my mother, and my father also was a very difficult man, as was his brother. It was known as the Battling Brothers of John Street in the insurance business in New York City. So my mother also realized this, and she was in real estate. She was a broker, and she had a client of hers who was in the toy industry. And he met with me, and I brought all my games over, about five of them. And he looked at them, and we spent about 3 hours together, and he said, "You know, young man, you have talent, but it's not quite commercial. It's got to have more playability." And so I went back to my house, and there were some dice on the table in the breakfast area. And I started rolling these dice, three dice, and all of a sudden I got the idea, hey, why not three dice, not two dice? And reading the dice with the one die separate from the other two. And that launched Stratomatic Baseball and eventually launched all the other games. And that's how it all began. And the company, no one wanted my ideas once I had the product put together. And eventually I went on my own. And, over a period of years, the game became successful.
What was it, since you started with baseball, what was it about the game of baseball that captured your imagination to the point that you began to think about it, I mean, so far outside the box?
Well, I was a baseball fanatic. I was raised on Joe DiMaggio, coming from New York, and I loved baseball. I loved the history of the game. I remember my father, when I was 9 years old, gave me a book written by a man named Harry Grayson. They Played the Game, it was called. And there were all the players in the Hall of Fame that were, each one had a page or two about each player. And it was just, to me, it was just breathtaking to read that book. And it really impacted upon me. And I just loved the history of baseball. And also, I was fairly good at numbers. I'm not a mathematician. I want to get that straight. But I was good at numbers. And so I acquired, over a period of time, a good knowledge of baseball. And I guess if I'd been a good ball player, I wouldn't have developed the game, but I was not. I was not a good athlete. I mean, I played all the sports. I tried out for our high school basketball team, and I loved basketball. And the team went winless. I never made the team. That's how bad I was. And the team was voted the worst team in Long Island. So I was not too much of an athlete, but I loved it. And the way I was able to satisfy my thirst for activity in the sport was through my games. And that's what drove me.
So, Hal, eventually, over time, it expanded from baseball to football commercially, and then basketball and hockey, and then the computer game, so on and so forth. What has been your proudest achievement or fence post achievement that has happened for the company?
Well, getting the company off the ground, obviously, was a major achievement, which came about in 1963 when two things happened. Prior to that point, the first 2 years, we were only selling 80 players the first year, 120 players the second year. I realized that all 16 teams had to be represented in the game. And I also realized that I would have to not sell off the air directly. In other words, advertise in a magazine and say and basically say send $4.25, which was the price of the first game, to the company, and we will send you a game. I had to send a brochure to them, really pointing out all the pluses of the product, and that's what, so the brochure was put together in 1963 by a new printer that I was doing business with. He did a wonderful job, and I remember when I got the I was so excited, and I knew that this would be a tremendous help in selling the product. So that was a very important point of my career, I would say. The next I would say was very important was the Baseball Association, I think it was 1965 or 66, coming to me and saying, you have to pay royalties. And, of course, I was just barely starting, so I only had 4 years there. The first 2 years I'd lost every penny I'd put into the game. And this was a very difficult moment. And Marvin Miller was the head of the union there. And I had a very close friend of mine who was a lawyer, and I said to my friend Bob Sale, I said, Bob, go on down to Marvin Miller's office, if you would, and tell him our situation. You know, we're a very small company, and we certainly don't want to be put out of business. We want to stay in business, but we can't really afford to pay much. So he went over there, and Marvin Miller was behind a big desk, and he was a very quiet man, Marvin. He never got angry normally. So my friend Bob basically tells him our sale numbers, and Marvin Miller had a pencil in his hand. He bangs it against the desk. He goes high in the air, and he says to my friend Bob, Mr. Sale, I thought your sales would be my royalties. I don't know what I'm going to do with you. But fortunately for us, Marvin Miller was a good man, in spite of what you might have read from the Major League Baseball. He was a wonderful man. He was a fair man. And he came back to us a few days later saying, all right, we'll charge you a small amount of money, and we hope that it will grow each year, and that we will, that you'll be able to stay in business. And that was a tremendous point for the company. As far as creating things, I think the advanced game was very important, coming out with that in the early 70s. And the item of all our items, the Negro League, I think was a very important product for us, which came out about 5 years ago or so, which basically gave the Negro League players their just due in baseball. And you can read books about them, and that's fine, but you can't. It's very hard. It's hard to visualize how they would have done against the major leaguers of the time. But you, with Strat-O-Matic, you can actually play them against the major leaguers of their time and also up to the present time, and get results, and results that we feel are realistic. So, those are the major points of the company, I would say. Each product being developed, like the football game in 68, was very important. And then came the basketball game, and I think 76 it was, and then the hockey game thereafter, and college football, and a few other products. So we, then came the computer line. I mean, another important thing happened when the computers came out. I was born well before that. I'm almost 80 years old now. And I really had no feeling for computers, no ability really to create through them. And my abilities were really to the board game end. And so I made a wonderful hire in 86, a man named Bob Winberry, who's still with us. And he had been a Strat-O-Matic player a long time, for many years, since he was 13. And he was a wonderful addition. He took the board game products and converted them into computer products, and he became a very important part of the company. And now we have something new coming out, a game based on fantasy. It's a fantasy game based on the box scores, called Daily Baseball, and this is also a tremendous change in the company. My son, who is a consultant for us, he's really a visionary for us, was the one who finally crystallized this idea. Discussed before he was there, but never crystallized. He crystallized it. He was the reason why it's coming out. And it's a major break with all our products. All our products are based on the year before. They're more simulation games, not fantasy games. This is a fantasy game, and it's really something. I can't say enough for it.
Hal, I have one more question for you before we let you go. Strat-O-Matic is one of those things that it's such a its own little niche that it really develops a level of fanaticism among the people that play it. What's your favorite you know, quote, that crazy Strat fan story?
Well, there are many of them. I'll tell you one thing that impressed me with a man who didn't even play Stratomatic. Many years ago, the Canadian Post Office was, well, I don't know how it is today, but it was because we ship UPS to Canada. But at that point, it was very, very slow in getting products to Canada. Or you would send it to the United States Post Office, then it would get to Canada, and then Canada Post Office would take it over and finally get it to somebody. We usually take 3 to 4 weeks. So on our opening day, about a day after, a dapper gentleman comes in a taxi cab. And I think the full set was selling for like $9 then. This was about 1976 or sometime. You know, it was selling for very little money. And he comes in there. He comes in a cab, and he's obviously got a Canadian accent. And I say to him, "Why are you here, sir?" "Well, I'm here with my grandson," he said. My grandson plays Stratomatic, and he did not want to wait for the 4 weeks. And so I've come here. I took a plane. I just took a cab and take the cab back and go back by plane, and my grandson will have his cards. And that, to me, was a big moment. Another great moment was a fellow who from Houston would come in every year, and he would buy, I believe, about 4 sets. And he would go to, and he would fly in from Houston. Then he would drive out to Pennsylvania, where he would deliver 1 set to a gal who was in his league, and they'd play a game. Then he would fly to Detroit, the two other people who were also avid players in his league, and he would deliver the games there, play with them, and then eventually go back to Houston. I mean, there are a lot of fanatical stories, but those are just two of them.
Well, as a longtime Stratomatic player, this is one of those rare opportunities I get to tip my cap to somebody that I really, really owe a debt of gratitude to. Hal Richman, thank you for all you've done for the gaming world, and thanks for joining us here on Downtown.
Thank you for inviting me.